This podcast is brought to you by The Province.
The Province Sports Podcast.
Welcome to Province Sports Radio. It is
March
8th. It's a Tuesday, casual Tuesday. Patrick Johnson, there's Steve Ewan.
Feeling very casual.
How you doing?
Outstanding.
That's good to hear. Why are you outstanding?
Because I bet somebody a steak dinner that Milan.
Oh, Luch. 17.
Number 17.
He would be like new 17.
New. Yeah, but except...
Or we're going to call him non-17?
I think we're going to call him LA King 17. I bet somebody a steak dinner that he would resign there. A Canuck fan of mine who will remain nameless, sticks in town. And I'm talking to people who know him quite well. They say that things are moving along. I know we had a story in today's province, written by Ben Kuzma, who was in Los Angeles,
yes,
and talked to Milan, who talked about how happy he is in LA, which got some weird Twitter response, people saying, what is he supposed to say? And you know what? Good on them for questioning.
I hate this team that might win the Stanley Cup. I think I want to move to Vancouver where the team's terrible.
Well, no, but I think a lot of times we put athletes in bad spots with questions.
Right. Yeah, what are they supposed to say?
Yeah, but I know people who know him quite well who say he's very happy there. And I know that Jerry Johansson, who's the agent, is down there currently meeting with him and to my understanding, meeting with the Kings. The other assumption is that if it doesn't work in LA, and LA has some cap issues with Toffoli coming up on restricted free agency after next year.
Right.
So they're going to want to get him done as well.
Yeah.
Kopitar just got a big raise. Right. They were already right close to the cap anyway.
Right.
Currently close to the cap. So you add that money, there's even more money that they have to account for. I think the assumption on some people's minds, well, if he doesn't resign in Los Angeles, he's going to come here. He's a guy that he's a hockey fan. He's a guy that I'll tell a quick story. All-Star break a couple of years ago, he was in town. He was in Ladner watching the Giants practice. Comes over, he goes, "Can you help me out?" I go, "Sure." "Can you write a story?" "Sure." I guess Andrew Ferentz had floated a story in the Boston media that they called him Bob McKenzie. Because he's such a hockey fan and
such a hockey nerd.
Yes, I guess. Okay. Right. He's like, "It's not true. They don't call me Bob McKenzie, but Ferentz floated that. Can you write Milan for you? Whatever. I'll do whatever you need." So, but that tells you where he's at. Tells you, he's going to want to go somewhere where he can win. He's a guy who cares about his legacy.
That's fantastic.
And
so now he says he wasn't called Bob McKenzie. It's one thing to say that.
I don't know. I'm afraid to ask.
Okay. Just thought I'd try to clarify that.
He says that they didn't call... He says it's a story that Ferentz floated.
Fascinating.
Just to stir it up. Just to get
Ferentz used to call him that and just wanted to,
Milan at that day claimed that they didn't call him Bob McKenzie. It was a phony story. But that tells you where his... how much he pays attention and how much he cares about the history and how much he cares about things, right?
I'm just looking at the cap situation here for the Kings because it is everything. I mean, we know the cap's unlikely to go up very much this summer, if at all.
Yes.
But I'm just looking at
And Kopitar went up.
Kopitar is – he moves to $10 million from $6.8 million.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Luch is on an unbelievable, realistically, unbelievable value at 3.25.
That's half.
Oh, that's half. Okay.
Because Boston's paying.
See, I was going on that seems very low.
Yes.
Old UFA.
Yes.
The new age bracket, the guy that's kind of, the guy that's in the prime spot because of because of his age, because he's right, he's still in his physical prime, so on and so on.
He's still, but this very well could be his last big contract.
Right, given how things have been rolling.
Yes.
I was just looking at the LA Kings page on this excellent site, General Fanager.
Yes, that is the new.
That is the new cap geek.
Cap geek.
Three draft picks this summer. LA Kings. That's it. They've traded away the rest. They've got second and fourth and seventh.
Yes.
Which has a star next to it, which I think means it's conditional.
Yes.
This is a team that is in a dangerous spot. I mean, they've got some really good players.
This is their window.
But this is their window.
They need to win.
So it all depends on what they think of. I mean, they've got a bunch of guys locked up. They've got Dustin Brown locked up until 2020.
Yes.
So until he's 35. Jeff Carter, similar story. Or 2022 for Jeff Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they've got them locked up. So they're locked up forever.
Yes.
They're locked up for the rest of their careers. They do have Vinny LeCavalier on the books, technically, for another 3 years.
Yes.
But he's 35. They added Christopher Stieg, but he's a UFA, so you got to think they're going to probably let him go.
Yes.
They've got, as you said, Toffoli's contract runs out next year, but he's an RFA. They've got Dwight.
An RFA, they're still going to want
him. They're going to keep him. They got to give him a raise next year.
Yes.
And starting two years from
substantial
now. So, I mean, and Luch is not going to sign for 2 or 3 years. He's signing for five or six.
Yes.
So, you know, then you get all, then you're down to Dwight King and Kyle Clifford, who, Dwight King's contract runs out at the end of next season.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a challenge. They got Trevor Lewis coming off his contract. They got basically the low end of their lineup. They've got a couple guys that have been useful players, mm-hmm. good players who are coming off contracts. But if they want to keep Luch, they've got to make some changes, don't they? I mean, that's the long and the short
moves
of it.
And he may, there may be places where he would get more money.
Yes. I don't think there's, I mean.
So he would have to decide on that.
Yeah, and where do you want to play Milan? Mm-hmm. So I mean, you know, like we know the Canucks have tons of cap space,
but I think the assumption that if he doesn't go to LA, he automatically comes to Vancouver, I think is wrong. I think he will go somewhere where he can chase another cup.
I think the point is he's in a very strong position because he's mm-hmm. gonna get paid and he's gonna be able to say I want to go somewhere to
and he's
play
a,
for the.
He's a playoff guy. He's big, strong.
Well, he's a good player.
He's a very good player. But he's the type of guy that wins you playoff series.
He scores goals and goes to the net.
He plays in the dirty areas, and he he's fearless and all those things. So the odds of him coming here, and I think again, he's a guy that would understand where teams are, and you know, he would be very, very up to, very clear on where things are going, and he would know the Vancouver system. And this is a team that isn't a year away from winning
which,
the whole thing.
I mean, I think in a way helps me move into our next topic, which was I've sort of written down playing all the kids, but more specifically, is that Howard the Duck?
That in fact is Ben Ludwig.
Oh, really? First reference for Ben Ludwig in 2016.
Yes, who's in the Terry McKeag baseball pool.
Yes. Oh, is that starting to ramp up?
We had our draft on Saturday, and
let's come back to that.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the kids. I want to talk about a particular item that I kind of dawned on me last night and blew up my Twitter a little bit.
Yes.
Which was pointing out the reality on the Canucks' defensive end. If you are to believe the team and the sort of moves they've been trying to make and the mm-hmm. types of people that they're talking about wanting to have in the mix next year,
mm-hmm.
I don't see any way how Dan Hamhuis comes back.
And they are
about to get a zero when they could have had a non-zero answer to.
I think if you see Edler as the first pairing left-handed defenseman, you see. And you assume that Ben Hutton would have to be the second pairing left-handed defenseman. Do you bring back Dan Hamhuis as your third pairing defenseman?
Well, it's not even that. It's who they already have on contract. I mean, Edler is an interesting one. We should come back to that one. But if you go through who they have sort of publicly declared, who they want to sign for next year, who they want in round next year, you're going with Triamkin.
Yes.
You're going with Spezza. You're going with Biega. You're going with Hutton. You're going with Tanev. You're going to Edler. You're going Larson. And then you're also thinking Andre Pinan's in that mix because they've expressed interest in him. You know, if those are your eight, there is no hole for Dan Hamhuis at all.
Yeah.
And so it just makes sort of last week's mess, which you got quite hot under the collar about, two podcasts in a row.
What was that?
Oh, it's trade deadline.
Trade deadline, okay.
Not trading Ham Hughes.
Yes.
The one guy, as you said.
That was your one job.
That was your one job. And the one guy. I like that. The one guy. We should make that trend. The one, and you just do the number one guy.
Hashtag one guy.
Anyway, I mean, if that's where you're going young, you're going with the next team.
Yes.
It just, to me, it's just strange. And like, there's no way you're bringing him back anyway.
And do you go to him at the deadline and say, hey, I know you love it here. I know you like, you know, all those things, but we're not re-signing you.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to trade you. I think you need to open up your no trade and realize that you're not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And did they do that? And he said, whatever, or did they not do that?
Yeah. Anyway, it's a strange one to me. Come back to the Luch.
Again, another guy who's a veteran guy who should be clear of where his lot in life is here, you would think.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think it's interesting because, teams are more and more realizing what the new era is like. And it's exactly what I think you mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that there's a few guys on each team who make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of kids, mm-hmm. and there's not a whole lot of guys in the middle making very much.
It's kind of like being at the province. There's Botch and Coos.
Oh, I see.
There's a bunch of us down the bottom end and not very many of us in the middle. Did I just do that?
You're making me feel bad now.
Did I just do that?
Yeah. People are going to be tweeting about this all day.
Okay.
Luch up front. I tried.
Sorry, Coos.
It's okay.
Sorry, Botch.
I think you threw them over the bus.
And then drove over them.
Backed into them after they hit the wall.
Yes.
I enjoyed
that way too much.
You did. Yeah. It's one of the best things you've ever come up with live on air.
Yes, there you go. It's more a statement about the stuff I've come up with.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's honest. Steve Ewan, the most honest man on Province Sports Radio.
Yes, mild-mannered, honest. That's a shout-out for Joey Kenward right there.
Was it really?
He likes it when I talk about being mild-mannered.
Oh, okay. Luch.
Did we just drop Joey Kenward's name?
Well, we haven't mentioned him in a while.
Okay.
Luch playing on the wing somewhere with the Canucks. I mean, I was trying to figure out. I actually don't even know what they're going to look like up front. They're going to have the Sedins.
Mm-hmm.
We figured out the centers,
yes,
which is another thing that I at this point, I mean, the centers likely are going to be Sedin, Sutter,
Horvat,
Granlund. That seems to be the way they're thinking.
Yeah.
Which means it sounds like they're going to send Jared McCann to the AHL. They were sort of talking at the town hall on Friday, apparently, that, you know, guys got to play for their jobs. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting here thinking, okay, you've already basically said Jared McCann isn't strong enough to be in the NHL.
They haven't basically said it. He's come out flat out.
They flat out said it. So I'm sitting here going, you probably knew that going into the season.
Yes.
So what was the point?
Mm-hmm.
You've just burned an entry year on his ELC, mm-hmm. and then you're going to send him to the AHL next year, which, I mean, in terms of development, probably is the best place for him. But in terms of cap management, it just leaves me scratching my head.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't even know who
you're going to. You're going to use the term asset management?
I don't like describing.
No, neither do I.
I don't like describing people as assets.
No.
It turns them into a commodity, even though I know the NHL is.
There you go.
Well, we can talk about that if you want.
Oh.
No, that's a parallel I don't really want to get into.
This is becoming Angry Tuesday.
Angry Political Tuesday. No longer casual. What happened to those guys?
Yes, they used to be so happy.
And they were so nice.
Oh, I really hope Milan signs in L.A. so he gets his steak dinner.
Yeah, no kidding. Is there a good steakhouse in L.A.? No, they don't
eat. Well, I wouldn't be going to L.A. for the steak dinner.
They don't eat steak in L.A.
I'm sure they
eat vegetables.
Sure they eat steak. Quinoa.
I don't even. Yeah, the lineup. I mean, you play the kids. What do we think? Playing the kids. They're playing the kids right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got demolished by the Kings last night. Let's be honest. The power play looks fun.
Mm-hmm.
How about that pass from Lyndon Vay?
Yes.
I was telling the Canucks Army official account. I said Lyndon Vay is a number one center.
Yes, right now
he is.
Yes.
At least there's that part. I mean, that's the one thing I would say. I mean, I went to two games. I think, as I said, in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And at least the kids are kind of fun to watch. You can see them. They're new and different.
For the first time in probably a decade, there's something new to talk about. Right? There's a sense that they're trending on some level in the right way with the young guys. So, I mean, that's exciting. And there's, I think I'd be more excited if Padan was here and he was getting more time, right? Or getting some time.
Me too.
Right? Because they really, that defense needs to be revamped. So,
I think it's,
here's a question. What if you talk about where they are defensively? You get a bunch of money together and you go out and get a high-end rock star defenseman.
Well, this was something that somebody else pointed out. Dig, at Dignoy.
Okay.
Canucks tweeter.
Okay.
Has appeared once or twice in the morning skate.
Go Dig.
Jonathan had a thing with him.
Go Dig.
A couple weeks ago. Or okay. a month or two ago. Anyway, he made some fun. He's a smart guy.
Yes.
Anyway, he said, well, or unless you trade Edler. And I said, that's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yes.
And so, and I've been kind of pondering. I mean, if you trade Edler, of course, it depends what you get back, right? Mm-hmm. But maybe there's something there. I don't know. I mean, I don't think you should. I think he's too important. He's one of your three real, like, under contract for next year, one of your three real clear NHL defensemen, mm-hmm. Top-end NHL defensemen. Mm-hmm. He's not a number one, but he's really good. He moves your puck. He gets mm-hmm. you up the ice. Yeah, he makes mistakes. It's a volume thing. He handles the puck a lot. It's going to happen. So I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But then again,
depends on what you get
depends
back.
Depends what you get back.
Depends on how much cap space you open up, and if you can go get a legit number one.
I don't know if you're going to get legit number one, but a very high end defenseman. And that's the thing.
Teams don't tend to. There's very few legit number one guys.
That is the thing, right? Yes. So I don't know quite how you solve that problem other than drafting one.
Yeah. It's gonna be
an interesting offseason, that's for sure.
You would think that I'd have a hard time seeing them draft something other than a defenseman in the first round this year.
As much as
they've got problems in other areas.
Are you describing Mr. Chychrun?
I guess. I don't know. Right? I mean, do they... Sorry, that was Ben Ludwig about... He's
got a lot on his mind.
He picked Carter Capps in our pool, who they just announced that he's having TJ.
Nice.
And apparently he did not know. So,
these things happen. What round did he draft him?
It's a free agency draft. So you.
Oh, okay.
So you draft it. It's a
an auction.
Auction.
Yeah. How much did he pay?
Only $1.
Oh, well, that's not the end of the world. What's he worried about?
Yeah, but I think he thought that he was gonna.
He thought he'd
be
he
the closer. This, I thought he. I think he thought he surprised everybody. He got a steal, and I knew that he had talked to I was aware that he had talked to James Andrews during the week, so I knew that there was obviously problems. I don't know whether the other guys let him go for $1 because they knew that or not. So, but I was aware of the James Andrews situation.
I'm looking at defense.
What are the benefits of being a reporter? You spend a lot of time on the internet looking.
You spend a lot of time reading about sports.
Yes.
I'm just trying to look up free agent defensemen this summer because I don't think you're going to find one that will be the one that you're looking for.
No,
there are 192 defensemen who currently do not have contracts this summer. Brian Campbell, Keith Yandel, Alex Goligoski, Dan Boyle, Nikita Nikitin, Dan Hamhuis, Kyle Quincy, Willie Mitchell, Justin Schultz, John Michael Lyles, technically Matthias Olund.
Jeez.
Dan Holloway is trying to call me. He has something to do with Canada Sevens.
Oh, there you go.
He's the Scotland liaison officer. Luke Shen.
Yes.
If you want an LA King. Yes. Yeah, it's not. Tory Krug. I don't think he'll be available, but Tory Krug. Yes. Jason Demers. Roman Polak. Everyone's favorite ex-Leaf.
Yes.
A comparison point for Dan Hamhuis. Yes. Anyway, I don't know. Have we talked enough about the Canucks?
I think we have. I think we haven't mentioned Eddie Lack yet.
But he's not a Canuck.
Okay, but I know.
It's because for your Carolina Hurricanes.
It's kind of a weekly.
It's become a bit of a semi-weekly.
Yes. The fact, even though they traded...
Bi-weekly. Semi-weekly means twice a week, doesn't it?
Yes. Even though they traded Eddie Lack, there's still goaltending prospects. So
there are. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's lots to go on. Let's talk about the Giants potentially moving to Langley.
Yes.
What do we need to know?
I've again, on the Twitter world has there's been some people skeptical that they think it's a play to get the Coliseum to move their lease number, right, to give them a break on the lease. I was there Saturday for the Stealth.
In Langley. Yeah.
They had a group of five or six, trying to remember off the top of my head now, people there. I think if they're playing, that's a pretty elaborate play. You could send,
the Giants had five or six people, you mean?
They had five or six people in a suite.
They weren't looking at bringing White Spawn in as a concession.
Somebody asked me that. I have no clue whether they can make that happen or not. But I know that they were pretty, they had five or six people there. They were checking out traffic to the bathrooms. How busy are the bathrooms? Are the bathrooms clean between periods? I think they're pretty serious. I think this is it doesn't take a genius to realize that you would save a fair bit of money rent-wise.
Yeah.
And I like six figures.
In terms of rent. I mean, and the other thing, let's be honest, is that given the Giants have been drawing lately to the Coliseum.
5,000 people in the Coliseum compared to 5,000 people in the Langley Event Center.
Yeah. I kind of get it. Would they still be called the Vancouver Giants? It'd be a bit weird.
I haven't asked that question. The Langley Giants. I assume that they would still have that name and still like that tag, much like the Vancouver Stealth have that.
Good point. They're not the Langley Stealth. That's a good point.
Right. So I think it is. I think it's very much a possibility. I do, knowing Ron Toigo a little bit, competitive guy, proud guy. I think he there's a part of him that very much wants to stay in Vancouver and say that he is the owner of a junior team in a big city. So I think that's something that for it to move to Langley, I think that's something that they would have to get over. It's something I think we'll hear of in the next couple of weeks.
Do you think there's any chance it's like they want to do half their schedule out there?
I know the Coliseum. My understanding is that the Coliseum is all kind of an all or nothing equation.
Okay. In terms of the Coliseum's end?
The Coliseum's end of it.
That they just want 40 whatever dates it is.
And 36 plus.
And they're not,
they wouldn't be keen on that. I think you would confuse your fan base. I think you would.
You'd have two different fan bases, really, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And that's a lot to work on.
That's a lot of, I guess if people know or don't know that they're actually based in Ladner.
Right.
And practice. Right. Practice in Ladner.
They just play their games with calls.
You'd essentially have three rinks to.
Well, that'd be fun.
I think you would make the trainers go crazy. Right. So, yeah.
Not to mention Brendan Batchelor.
Yes. Fan of the podcast.
Big fan of the podcast.
And Joey Kenward.
But Joey doesn't have anything to do with Giants anymore.
He's former WHL
play-by-play man. Yes.
Voice of the 2007 Memorial Cup winning Giants.
There you go. Well, that's interesting. One to watch.
I think so. I think it was very, yeah, I think they were, I think it's something to really pay attention to, down the stretch, especially with the team no longer being playoff bound or playoff.
We've talked eligible. Enough about that.
Yes.
Well, actually, no, officially they're out, as you wrote about.
Officially they are but out, and they are
writing in a wall for
trying to play spoiler.
Paul McCallum announced his retirement, signed a one-day contract with the Giants yesterday.
Nice story. Giants.
I was glad to see that he came back because I know Giants. Did I say Giants? Lions, pardon me.
I don't know if he's going to sign with the Giants or not. I think he might be old.
He's a bit old.
I think he might be old.
I don't
know if they need to play kicker.
I was glad to see he came back. There was a bit of an acrimonious falling out.
Yeah.
Got messy.
Yeah.
A bit like G-Roy, interestingly. Yes. He also went to Saskatchewan. Interesting. Yes. Anyway, but they
That's came, an interesting comparison. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But they did. They brought him back. And, good to see that people can kind of get over stuff, I guess.
Nice story on a day when the Canucks are out of town and the Whitecaps are, kind of.
Mark is off. And yeah. Rugby Sevens says no, they're not really competing with Rugby Sevens, I guess.
But nice and got his came out and thanked everybody that had helped him over the years. And, you know, it was, you know, I'm not a huge fan of these one-day contracts. It is a made-for-media event.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, good on them for, you know, making it happen. And
so is it because you don't like the fact that they're being paid for one day to come speak to you? That they should just speak to you?
You wonder if he does get... You wonder if he does have like a day rate, eh? I never thought of that.
I've always, you know, to a certain level, I've always kind of assumed that they got paid, you know, here's your, because then it's not, otherwise it's not a contract.
Yes.
Unless yeah. it's, unless it's junior hockey.
Ooh. That's a whole podcast on its own, isn't it?
Yeah. No,
somebody tweeted me wondering.
People tweet you a lot about this.
Somebody tweeted me wondering about how Twigo could be losing money if he's
not paying anybody?
Yes.
Well, no, he does pay them, just not very much.
Just not very much, but you can't tell me the rent at the Coliseum isn't pretty.
Oh, we're not going there.
I'll say it. I think he made a crap load of money for about 4 years.
Because they had such big crowds.
Because they had big crowds.
Yeah.
And I think his expenses haven't changed in the last 4 years.
No.
And his crowds are in half. So
that part I get. Yes. Totally. Totally. Yes. Yeah, that part I get. Anyway, Steve, nice thing for Paul McCallum. Nice to see him off. All right.
Yeah, no, nice story for Paul.
International Women's Day.
Yes.
I'm thinking about Sunday barbecue.
Yes.
I want to recognize someone for International Women's Day. I'm going to bring Christine Sinclair.
Oh, good call.
Because I saw her marvelous goal.
The volley.
The volley was on the highlights. I think it was, you know, highlights of the month again.
Yes.
Actually, Jackie Redmond took her highlights of the month show down to spring training and had Blue Jays. It was kind of an interesting choice for Rogers to decide to get Blue Jays guys on
yes,
TV.
It's rare they have the Blue Jays.
It was actually quite funny. It was basically she showed them highlights and they responded. It was kind of a funny. It was yes. a fun concept. It was different. Anyway,
Jackie Redmond, yes or no?
What do you mean?
You like her? Yes or no?
She's good at what she does.
Yeah, I think she does a pretty good job.
Enjoys her. Yeah, she's got a yeah.
Favorite female sportscaster.
Burness, yeah, I've always enjoyed her.
I like Burness because her brother's a lacrosse player.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Erin Andrews. I mean, Erin Andrews is obviously in the news. Okay. She's always done a good job.
Yes. I'm not a huge Erin Andrews guy.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Burness or Stanishevs. I have to say Orleski because she's SFU girl.
SFU girl. Yes. Canadian football girl.
Yes.
Is she from SFU? She went to SFU?
She's cool. Local.
Yeah. Yeah, because she used to do a lot of local stuff, didn't she?
Then, you know what? In honor of that, I'm inviting Orleski to the barbecue.
There you go.
Because we could talk some Winnipeg Jets, talk some Blue Bombers.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway.
I bet she's a girl that knows her way around a barbecue. I don't know, but I'm just saying.
You're guessing. Well, I think they all.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. You know, you had some interesting choices, you know, potential choices this week for the barbecue.
There you go.
People to invite.
Yeah, we've thrown around a bunch of names.
Yeah.
Around.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, maybe even have Biff naked. She could.
Biff, I was going to, you know, Biff.
She could bring some vegetarian dishes.
Yes, yeah, she's a vegetarian. She could come tell us some of her stories. She's got her book, so she could come tell
there
us.
There you go. Nice little plug.
There you go. Some shameless plug.
Anyway, it's good to have you.
All right, sir.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks.